I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC Local News for Sunday, October 18th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. First, Cheryl Kay has these reports.
Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that at the October 8th town board meeting, Supervisor Jeff Nair said taxpayers will get a 0.4% reduction in their tax rate next year. Total spending will go up by 0.29% to $1,973,207 next year, with a $3,289,219 increase in the town's total taxable value this year. $1.15 million of the spending next year is for highways, an increase of 1.59%. COPEC will see a $15,000 to $20,000 increase in the cost of medical insurance next year, up to $180,000. The COPEC Town Board meets at 7 p.m. on November 12th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports that Saugerties School trustee Damian Ferraro wondered why the Saugerties School District has hired only one male coach for girls' sports teams at a October 13th school board meeting. I'm finding it hard to believe that there's not qualified women coaches in our district that are applying for these positions or interested in these positions, Ferraro said. School District Athletic Director Dominic Zarella said he is refining the application process, but defended the latest hiring choices, all male. I really think what you need in a coach is a qualified coach, whether he's male or female, Zarella said. I do understand that it would be wonderful, in a perfect world, to have a female coach for a female team. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Next up, Public News Service has two reports, one about mental health services for students in New York and another about a New York task force to combat worker exploitation.
The Shenandoah Central School District in New York's Capital Region has recently seen a rise in the number of students visiting school nurses for mental health issues. During the 2013-2014 school year, nurses at the East Building of the high school alone recorded more than 500 student visits for anxiety, mental distress, or emotional needs. Overwhelmed by the spike in visits and lacking licensed personnel trained to treat serious mental illness, the district has partnered with the Saratoga Center for the Family to provide private mental health services on school grounds. Clinical Director Kelly Dougherty.
That may come out in stomach aches and headaches, and that may impact their ability to function at school. That may, you know, make them not want to go to school, maybe have some school refusal issues because of that stress and anxiety. I think there's not necessarily one reason that we're seeing this.
Experts like Marcy Safir of the Adelphi University Institute for Planning say a program like this can lead to higher school attendance and better overall academic performance.
I mean, if a child is depressed or very anxious, I mean, I guess the simplest way to think about it is it's very hard for their brain to work at full capacity because there are other things going on that are, you know, using up their resources to learn.
The program costs nothing for the district other than the additional office space. The Saratoga Center for the Family will bill the family's insurance directly or charge a sliding fee for uninsured families or those unable to afford the copay. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.
Governor Andrew Cuomo this week announced new measures to advance the state's task force to combat worker exploitation, but advocates are concerned it may not be enough. The measures include funding to coordinate outreach, investigations, and prosecutions, and a new anti-retaliation unit for workers who stand up for their rights. According to Anita Halas, who heads Long Island Jobs with Justice, many of the workers who will benefit are immigrants.
We definitely commend the governor for taking this very important step because oftentimes immigrant workers are working in the shadows and are unable to represent themselves.
Worker advocates, however, are concerned that the additional $700,000 in funding is too little to address the problem of worker exploitation statewide. Halas points out that the State Department of Labor is recovering back pay for some workers who are victims of wage theft, but the pace is slow.
We're looking at a lot of workers who file wage theft claims who don't actually recover their wages for well over a year, if not 2 years. And I think that's an indication of how underfunded a lot of these offices are.
The task force has opened 30 joint agency enforcement cases across the state so far, including investigations of alleged wage theft, child labor law violations, and retaliation against workers. Dealing with exploitation on a case-by-case basis may bring a measure of justice to many workers, but Halas says a critical step would be to make sure all workers have the right to organize and collectively bargain with employers.
We know that ultimately a union contract really is the only way to ensure that workers have a voice on the job and that they aren't left as vulnerable to workplace exploitation.
The advisory committee for the task force will provide recommendations by December for consideration by the legislature in the coming year. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Today is Sunday, October 18th, 2015. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny day with a high near 40 and a low around 24. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 48 and a low around 36. And Tuesday should be partly sunny with a high near 58. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Creative Community Radio, listener-supported radio.